So first of all, let's think a little bit about the representation of language. These ideas come from research that started with Shelley Lund and Diane Miller at Penn State with Marlia Herman and Amanda Hines, and was continued with work by Brianna Berkey, Karen De Silva, Rebecca Hartnett, Allison Haley, Lena Christensen, Smita Wara, and Carol Hammer has also been involved. We know from this work that young kids, when they learn concepts, are learning them in context. So their learning of new language concepts is deeply embedded in their daily interactions and in the context of those interactions. And that, moreover, their understanding of concepts differs qualitatively often from what adults understand about those concepts. The problem then is that many of our AAC symbol sets that are used to represent language concepts represent how we as adults think about those concepts rather than how children think about those concepts. Often those AAC symbol sets incorporate parts of objects or people, and children typically do not think in parts. They think in wholes and wholes, whole items embedded within context. Often those AAC symbols, to understand them, require a meta-analysis, meta-linguistic skills to be able to understand what they're representing. They may not be meaningful to young children, how that representation is determined, and as a result, it may take a long time for young children to learn those representations.